USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Red Cross official says water is covering roads in flood-hit northeastern Oregon, and they're finally starting to recede. That will allow residents who've been evacuated to return home and check out the damage. Pendleton Police Chief Stuart Roberts says several places were really swamped.
Primarily it was two trailer parks and then some adjacent single-family dwelling homes. The number has not been verified, but somewhere around 200 compromised by high water, anywhere from 6 to 4 feet.
Also, many roads are still closed by landslides, flooding, and fallen trees in parts of Washington state. In Wuhan, China, the first American has died from the coronavirus. The official death toll there has risen to 780 people. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Some of the Democratic presidential hopefuls took to the stage on Friday in New Hampshire. They went after President Trump as well as each other. Former Vice President Joe Biden.
The president wants very much to stick a label on every candidate. Bernie's labeled himself, not me, a Democratic Socialist. I think that's the label that the president's going to lay on everyone running with Bernie if he's the nominee.
Former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Politically, we're facing a fundamentally new problem with President Donald Trump. So the biggest risk we could take at a time like this would be to go up against that fundamentally new challenge by trying to fall back on the familiar.
The New Hampshire primary is this Tuesday. This week, there's been some dangerous and deadly weather. At least 5 people have been killed.
Ooh, literally in a tornado.
2 tornadoes were reported in Maryland. There were no injuries, but there was major damage, with homes destroyed and trees uprooted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Orson Bean, the witty actor and comedian, was hit and killed by a car in L.A. He was 91. The L.A. Coroner's Office confirmed Bean's death, saying it was investigated as traffic-related, as he was walking down the street in Venice, and he was clipped by a vehicle, fell into the road, and then a second driver struck him in what police say was the actual fatal collision. Both drivers remained on the scene. Police are still investigating. Bean enlivened such TV game shows as To Tell the Truth and played a crotchety merchant on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. He also appeared in a number of films, notably Anatomy of a Murder and Being John Malkovich. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The world is saying goodbye to a TV icon. Actor Robert Conrad, who was best known for the TV show Wild Wild West, has passed away. According to a family spokesperson, Jeff Ballard, Conrad died of heart failure in Malibu, California. Conrad played James T. West, a Secret Service agent during the administration of President Ulysses Grant. West and his partner Artemis Gordon sometimes solved crimes using technology that didn't exist in the 1800s. Conrad said he performed his own stunts on the show. He's survived by his 8 children and 18 grandchildren from 2 different marriages. He was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.